welcome to the Solar Energy Podcast, where we shine light on all things related to the best renewable energy source we have, the sun. My name is Zach, and we have a great show for you today. I'm here with Carolyn, John, and Kristen.
For those of you who don't know yet, the topic of solar energy is quite exciting. Solar energy, which is harvested from the sun, is used to heat homes or provide electricity. It has been the largest growing source of renewable energy in recent years, with an average growth rate of 50% annually. If this progress in solar power technology continues at this rapid rate, by the year 2050, 27% of all electricity worldwide could be powered by solar energy. This could lead to huge environmental gains due to the lower emissions of greenhouse gases.
That would be huge for the world as we know it. Solar energy has three types of process systems: passive, active, and photovoltaic. One example of passive solar heating is window glass collecting heat from the sun and using it as an insulator in a house.
Active and photovoltaic are more similar processes but vary slightly. In an active system, some outside energy is used as a mechanism to harvest the sun's energy, such as pumping water through a plate collector in order to heat the water, which is then used to heat a coil, then to be used as desired. In a photovoltaic system, sunlight is converted directly into stored energy. We currently have enough photovoltaic panels to hold 45 gigawatts of energy. This is enough to power over 7.4 million homes per year.
So most people know that sunlight can be harvested for energy, but I bet most people don't know that it can be used for the decontamination of water.
Being able to decontaminate water is crucial for millions of people, especially those in third world countries without easy access to clean water.
A recent story has come out regarding the surging solar power field developing in Africa. There are currently an estimated 585 million people without access to electricity in sub-Saharan Africa, with approximately rates as low as 14.2% in some areas.
Although there have been efforts to get more people onto the same government-run power grid, the majority of people still use unsafe and inefficient ways on their own to obtain energy. These ways are not regulated throughout the countries and are instead entirely conducted by the citizens themselves. With more than 20 million homes off of the grid, approximately $3 billion is spent every year on these unsafe and inefficient means.
Africa, being geographically located on the solar belt, has actually been identified to be an ideal place to set up mass distribution of solar energy. Solar is modular, so it can be sized to fit needs big and small. You can have one small solar panel to power a single light bulb, or you could obtain a lot of solar panels and power an entire business or village.
MCOPA Solar is a business that is doing just that. MCOPA delivers power to more than 140,000 households in Eastern Africa for a mere 45 cents a day, and is increasing consumers by about 4,000 households each week. Jesse Moore, the managing director at MCOPA, states, "MCOPA is demonstrating that off-grid energy will be as revolutionary to Africa in the coming decades as mobile telecommunications have been in recent years. Solar is a massive opportunity for entrepreneurs and investors alike."
There are also efforts to allow ordinary people the opportunity to start their own solar businesses. Mr. Kujubar builds and operates a network of Tanzanian solar charging kiosks. They lease these to entrepreneurs who then bring electricity to their separate communities. These entrepreneurs have made profits between $75 and $150 a month. The business has 30 kiosks and is hoping to increase that number to 50.
A similar model in Rwanda has developed mobile solar charging kiosks and hopes to expand to Wi-Fi hotspots as well. They already have 24 of these kiosks and are planning on adding an additional 100 by the end of the year.
This new influx of solar energy in Africa will result in cleaner water and more sustainable energy moving forward.
The future certainly looks bright for solar energy.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I hope you enjoyed today and learned something too.